And it's time for
Beer for breakfast!
Man, we did not plan that at all. It just happened because we have so much fun.
Nailed it.
So good. But Jenna from Bud Distributing is here with us. And Jenna, you have something that it looks like a beautiful package here. And I can read Cigar City. What is this?
Yeah, so Cigar City is a brewery in Florida, Tampa, Florida. It's been around for quite a few years. Kind of one of those really well-known craft breweries, national craft brewery. It is like Florida's pride and joy as far as craft breweries. And they make fantastic beers. Their flagship beer is called Hi-Li. It's actually named after a game. But it's their flagship beer. It's an IPA. And they just recently came to Michigan about a year ago now almost. And we just got in the mixed pack. So this is their very first ever variety pack that we've had in-house in distribution in Michigan. And so it just gives a consumer a nice choice to try a variety of different Cigar City beers. Something in here also that you can't get by itself. So
very cool.
Yeah. Ooh.
What did they start when they decided to start brewing? Do you know what their first style was?
You know, I'll be 100% honest. I know there's two of them that they talk heavily about that were kind of the forefathers of their two, I guess, flagships you'd call them.
Mm-hmm.
That is their Hi-Li, which I was talking about, which is the India Pale Ale, an IPA. And then the Florida Cracker, which is a Belgian style wheat beer. So kind of like, you know, think Shock Top, that kind of thing.
Sure.
That's actually named after the ancestors that come to Florida. That's kind of like a compliment. If you're a Florida Cracker, it means like you've been here since the beginning of time. Like
gotcha.
your family stayed here, chose to have like roots. So it's actually a compliment in Floridian terms.
Sure.
Interesting.
And then their Maduro Brown is another one that they're very proud of, Brown Ale, which is not in this mix pack, but those two are.
Okay.
So.
Well, what do you say we crack her open?
Let's do it.
Stop.
It's so bad. I know it's so bad.
So we
but
are going
to
start with the Florida Cracker because it's going to be the lightest style. So again, this is going to be a wheat beer. Has a little bit more of a coriander flavor to it. And it's pretty easy to drink. Great summer beer. We saw a lot of this in the summertime.
Perfect. Yeah, that's the thing is when we start getting to more spring, summertime too, you don't want those beers that are thick and that just kind of weigh you down. You
exactly,
want something light and just tasteful.
You just want something refreshing to palate, you know, not something that's going to be, kind of rich on your mouth.
Yeah.
The mouthfeel, you're outside, it's hot, it's warm, you're kind of like looking for crisp and cool.
Yes, exactly. That is really good. I like that a lot. Well, I like beer a lot in general, so that...
that was a good one.
Yeah, this is just a really good, it's got great flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely very light. Definitely very light.
Matt, face.
It's good. It's so good. I'm like, I wasn't sure what to... But this is really good. All right, that's what I'll say.
There you go. Very good. It's very good.
It's very good.
So next we're going to have their Guadabara, which is their citrus pale ale.
Okay.
So this is going to be kind of your step into IPA. I just cracked it open. You could just smell the citrus hops.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that people, I think, is... been really successful for our market. For whatever reason, they really like this beer. We sell a lot of it in cans by itself. And it has a bright green can, really cool label, and it is delicious.
All right,
it is
so,
fun looking.
Yeah, definitely. So with the citrus beer too, you know, again, I feel like that's, very much a summery type brew. But is there a certain kind of food that this would, I guess, I don't want to say pair best with, but kind of in a way that goes well with these?
There absolutely is. So India Pale Ale, so IPAs, pale ales in general, things that have a little bit more hoppy characteristic to them, tend to pair well with like spicy food.
Okay.
Spicier or like kind of just things that have a lot going on. It kind of like that cleanses the palate a little bit, but it does do really well with spicy food. So.
It refreshes too.
Yep, exactly.
What do we have next?
Next we have the flagship. So we're going to go with the Hi-Li. And I'm going to have you guys tell me what you think. This is like when everyone heard this was coming to Michigan, it was like a big deal.
Okay.
So this is going to be very traditional American style IPA,
mm-hmm.
Very balanced. You know, the malt really balances with the hops. It's not imbalanced where it's really, really malty like in English, or like it's just a really big hop bomb where you know, just kind of that's all you taste.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's why this one does so well, is that people that just really like a good standard American IPA, this is your beer. A little description on the can. The merry game of Hi-Li provides inspiration for the citrus-forward India Pale Ale with notes of clementine, orange peel, caramel malt, creating an IPA that's both bold and approachable.
Yeah, and I can see, in comparison to the citrus one that we tried just a little bit ago, to this one, you can definitely tell that there's a difference. They definitely still have the hop flavors, the hop notes, if you will. But this one is a little bit more calm, I'll say.
Yes, and I agree with you. Even though the first one's a pale ale, most people think of pale ale, thinking like that's going to be like not as robust. Yeah. It's kind of the flag. It was kind of the beer that introduced everyone to the IPA. So when you think about pale ale, people think like, oh, it's going to be very mild, like a step into that.
Yeah.
It's actually not that way with this beer. This beer, that Citra pale ale, is very bold on the hops, right? Yeah. Like you can smell it when you open the can. It's like the finish on your palate. Yep. It's there. This one, because I think it's a little bit more malty. It's definitely in a different kind of hop. Yeah. It's definitely a lot more like just smooth or just a little bit more balanced, in my opinion.
Yeah, it wasn't overpowering, which is nice. Versus like the Citra would be a good one to kind of cleanse your palate when you're eating spicy food, like you mentioned.
A great accompaniment to eating, for sure.
Yes, absolutely. All right.
All right. And last but not least is the one that you can't buy by itself. It's only in the mixed pack. It's called Space Pope. Space Pope.
I like and the it can. It's colorful.
In India, pale ale. So they're very well known, obviously, for the IPAs.
Oh, I love it. Space Pope. What a name. I mean, you come up with these names. I think that's part of the fun of brewing that some people might get into just for that.
I think that you're 100% right, especially in the beginning. I think now it's like almost a headache because there's so many things that already have names.
That's right.
That if I talk to any of our brewers, they're like, oh man, it's just like it's stressful because you don't want to get a cease and desist because you do a beer and then they think you're copying them, but you had no idea.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then you have to get like label approval and all that. And it can be a little bit more challenging than it ever has been. Let's put it that way.
Absolutely. We got to come up with like a list of the best.
That'd be cool.
Names.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Like Pope sandals or something. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know if that'd work. But. Okay. Smelling it.
Okay, Matt.
Smells good. All right. You want to give a description or you want me to?
You do.
Okay. I'll do it. It's got, I'm getting a hint of beer.
Yes.
And that when I focus a little bit, I can get more beer flavor in there.
There you go. Yeah, so it's beer and beer. It's
beer, yeah, I like it.
I like it.
But this is different. This is a little bit more calm. This is not hoppy at all. This is just kind of a chill brew.
Yeah, and I think what's really cool about this, you compare the three different beers that are more hop forward. Really, it's, of course, obviously the highlight is a little bit more malty. However, I think like the Guadabara and the Space Pope, the hop profile really changes what that beer is like. Because I think the body is very similar, but yet the hop profile is really what's directing your palate, if it's a strong finish, a clean finish, where you're tasting hops, what you're tasting in the hops. Is it piney? Is it resiny? Is it citrus? So it's really amazing what hops can do to a beer.
It's absolutely. And I will definitely say, definitely a little bit more malty, but I would say very well balanced too. It's just kind of again, calming type beer. I would say for the weekend, if I were to go and just want to hang out on the weekend, I would choose between the Citra or the first beer as my first choices.
Yeah.
But every one of these is really good. So if you're into a variety of beer, this package is going to be the best option for you.
Yeah. No, I think it's a great option. And as we know, consumers are loving choice more and more. And buying a 12-pack is a commitment, right? It's 12 beers and you're not sure if you like them. That's why I think the variety packs have become so popular, is because you have a choice of trying different things, taking them to some friends, seeing what they think, and then kind of going from there.
Excellent.
So,
and if people want to check these out, where can they do that?
Yeah, so these had just come into our market. You're going to start seeing them in the grocery store, of course, packaged liquor stores. Ask your favorite retailer if they don't have them, that you know that they've hit our warehouse. And if you're looking for it, it's called the Cigar City Brewing Mixed Pack.
There you go. Perfect. Excellent. Jenna, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you here in a couple weeks then.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
It is beer for
breakfast
with Bud Distributing and Jenna. And again, I cannot wait for you to try these beers because really, really good.